Now, a little earlier, I promised you a conversation about the strike that the members of the South African police are going to be going on this morning. Pop Crew is the union, and they've got a number of grievances which they have been laying out, and they are going to be saying, well, at least they've in fact going to be handing over a memorandum to not just one minister, but four: the police minister, Bekicele, Justice and Correctional Services Minister, Michael Masuta. They've also got words for Blade Nzimande, the Minister of Transport, and indeed Dr. Erin Motsoaledi, the Health Minister. Well, we are joined now on the line by Richard Mamabolo, who is the spokesperson for Pop Crew. That's the Police and Prisons Civil Rights Union. Richard, good morning to you, and thank you for your time.
Good morning to you and the listeners.
I mean, just give us a picture. How difficult is it to be a police or correctional services officer today? What are your grievances?
Look, I think they work under difficult and dangerous conditions on a daily basis, and yet they are not sufficiently rewarded for the work they do. That's the basis of it, really. I think you've seen over the years that we've had a lot of police killings, but we've also had police officers as well committing suicides. We've had many attacks on correctional officials simply because there's overcrowding and understaffing within correctional services. As well, we feel that the integrity of our police stations has been so low, especially in rural provinces where we even have criminals daring to come in and obviously kill police in order to steal their guns. So that has been the reality of South African police service members and correctional officials.
I have to ask you, Richard, I mean, obviously, policing is a difficult job and sometimes a thankless job, and that really is the case the world over. What makes it particularly difficult for your members in this country?
The fact of the matter is that they are underpaid, firstly, but as well, I think it's a question that needs, obviously, an engagement with broader society. We do not have sufficient relationships with communities where we work hand in hand, and that has been one of the major factors which I think the police has committed to focus on. And yet, this is some of the decisions that management has been taking up to so far. Are not working towards achieving that goal.
So how many numbers can we expect this morning? I understand some of the protesters are on leave. How will services be affected in the Pretoria CBD?
Look, the issue around the essential services, the department are not necessarily essential service, but what is essential is the service that is rendered. So there will obviously be those who will be rendering those services, and the rest of them will be joining us here. We do not expect that there would be anything out of hand. We expect that all services will be provided fully, not only in Pretoria, but across the country, because we've got all provinces of police, correctional officials and traffic officials coming to the march from all provinces.
All right, we'll leave it there with Richard Mamabolo, the Pop Crew spokesperson. A number of areas are going to be affected in the Pretoria CBD. Those are their grievances. We'll see exactly how it's going to pan out. The areas to watch out for, we're being told, are Steuben Street, Thabo Sehume Street, Madiba Street. All of those are going to be used during the march, and that's scheduled for around 9 o'clock this morning. The memorandum, because they are speaking to four different ministers, that's expected to be handled over at the union buildings around 2 p.m. So most of the CBD in Tshwane, in Pretoria, is going to be on lockdown for that action, that protest action. And of course, it's all going to depend on the numbers that do turn out.